8:50 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You are tuned to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours. Along with...
Kill that noise. Thank you.
Spence.
Good day, mate.
What are you, Australian?
And Jim is here, too.
What, are we coming from down under? Good day, mate.
Good morning.
No. Good day, mate. Thanks for that.
It's far too early.
And with us in the studio this morning is Courtney Hodgson. She's with GCF Global Learning.
Good morning.
But we'll get back to the niceties, the intros. After
pleasantries.
Adam will give us a report on the weather. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, all.
What's up?
Weather this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Spas and Billiards, your spa and billiard superstore. Save up to $500 now on their huge selection of pool tables and hot tubs. Atlantic Spas and Billiards, Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh.
Are they open now? Can
probably
we all go over
not
there now?
This early in the morning. I would imagine within an hour or two, though, you could get in there. Forecast for today, high of 60, partly cloudy in the triangle. They're calling for rain this evening with a low of 43. Currently 46 and sunny in the triangle.
Thanks.
I have a suggestion. Why don't we do a remote from the spa company?
Yeah, we could
do
that.
From the spa. We could be sitting in a spa.
Or a billiard table.
We could be playing. Yeah, but first hour we can be in the spa. Second hour we can be actually playing pool.
Old pruny.
Because I could use a cue ball. I'm standing here thinking I could use a cue ball right now.
You can.
Yes, but they're closed. Have to wait.
Hey, guys, you need to open a little earlier.
Geeks want to know how to get there early. I need a spa, man. I'm dying.
Our number is 860-0850, star at 50, and pound of 50 on your cell phone. And these are free calls. And like Jim wants me to do, it's 860-0850,
good enunciation.
Star 850, and pound 850.
Right. Enunciate.
Enunciate.
That's a big word. Ooh, polysyllabic even.
Anyway, like I said, with us in the studio is Courtney Hodgson with the GCF Global Learning. And what does GCF stand for?
GCF is a program under Goodwill Industries of Eastern North Carolina. And GCF stands for the Goodwill Community Foundation.
Okay.
And we're a free computer training program.
So like, introduce yourself.
Give us the 30-second spiel.
Yeah. What do you do there?
Well, with GCF Global Learning, I'm the marketing specialist, and so it's my job to go out and tell everyone about our free computer training program and how they can get involved, and tell them exactly that it is free. Because not many things today are free.
You have to have a big bank account.
Free is good.
Oh, always.
Yes.
And this has to do with Goodwill Industries, sort of. Like, I mean, when people need to think about it as something that is provided to the community by the community, sort of, right?
Exactly. For a lot of you, if you're familiar with Goodwill, we are Goodwill Industries of Eastern North Carolina, and Goodwill Industries of Eastern North Carolina is a part of 182 autonomous Goodwill organizations in North America. Along with 48 associate Goodwills in 34 foreign countries. And our territory is Eastern North Carolina, which spans up to Person County, down to Orange County, kind of to paint a picture for you, down to Robeson County along South Carolina border, up the coast and over to Virginia. And within this territory, we have 23 GCF donation centers and stores. And soon we'll have 24 when we open the new store in Cary off Mill Pond Road. And I believe that opening is set for Thursday, April 14th. So you can be looking out for that. And the key here is that the key to our free program is that when the community donates their goods to our stores, such as clothing, furniture, and jewelry, and different things like that, we then are able to sell those goods at affordable prices, and that revenue is generated from those sales supports our training programs. So one of them being GCF Global Learning that we mentioned, and then the second being our school to work program, which is a work-based training program for disabled high school students.
Mm.
So be assured that if you're interested in either of these programs, in the free computer training program that we're going to talk about this morning, there is no catch. We get a lot of calls. They're like, okay, this sounds great, but what's the catch? So, there really is no catch, and you can learn beginning computer.
So the executive director or the CEO of the they don't make millions of dollars a month, a year, do they? Like every other nonprofit that we hear here and there, that the head guy is making millions of dollars a year. That doesn't happen here.
Well, we do great things for the community with the
very community. Good, mm-hmm. Very good.
The fact she's got a Porsche out front has nothing
to do with it.
I wish we had webcam to see that.
Let's go to the phone. Talk to Reed. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right.
I love your show, and please excuse my connection. I'm in a bad spot. My question is, I've got before I realized the dangers of spyware about a year or so ago, I didn't have an Adware program. And my Norton ran out, and I got infected with a bunch of stuff. I think I've got it all pretty much cleaned up. However, now when I run my Norton system scan, it comes up with 500 and some at-risk files. And it asks me, do I want to delete them? And I say, yes, I do. And it goes through the procedure of appearing to delete them, but it does not delete them. They're still there. And I run my Adware program, and It never sees them.
All right. This is something I always said. I don't know about Norton. I mean, I thought you were going to say, it tells me that there are 500 and some, and it just tells me that they're there. I don't know about deleting 500 files not knowing what they are. That's kind of dangerous.
Well, it says they're Adware files.
Here's what you do. Go ahead. Are you using Explorer?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and clear your cache.
Okay. That means empty your wallet.
You know how to do that?
Hey, I do that every day.
Do you know how to clear the cache?
I do not.
Okay, you clear it. You click Tools,
okay.
Options, and then Delete Files.
Okay, all my temporary internet files?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And then clear also the offline files. Then go to your, using Windows Explorer, not the Internet Explorer.
Okay.
Go to your temporary directory. What operating system?
XP.
XP will be under your username in local settings.
Documents. And
so I'll go to Windows and go where?
No, you go to Windows Explorer, and under your name, you'll see your name there as a user. How do you log in?
What do you mean, how to log in? I mean, I don't have a password.
This is home?
Home computer, that's correct.
No, I mean, but it's XP Home.
That's correct.
You'll see your name should be there, or administrator, or under all users, and you'll see the directory called temp.
Okay.
And delete everything in there too, and then run that stupid Norton.
Okay. Obviously, you don't.
And
like
see
that.
What it finds out. No, I don't.
That stupid Norton.
Yeah.
Stupid Norton.
Peter Norton is not stupid. But
is that a new version? Is it beta? I haven't got that one.
And then see what it does. But really, if you're using Adware,
I've been using the dumb version of Norton. For quite a while, I haven't tried the stupid version.
First of all, since you're using XP, just go to Microsoft.com and download their spyware program, anti-spyware.
Right.
It's right there on the front page, the first in the list under the picture.
Should I continue to use Adware as well?
When you say use, Adware doesn't run in the background. You have to invoke it to run it.
Okay.
You can if you want to. There's no reason to. I mean, I installed mine. But use that, and that really will tell you what's going on.
Okay.
Norton is not the thing to use for that.
And you recommend the eTrust?
Absolutely.
Now, if I were to download eTrust and then just uninstall Norton, would that work?
You really need to do it the other way around.
Uninstall Norton.
You need to uninstall Norton before you install eTrust.
Okay.
And to get eTrust, you can just go to www.deltaforce.net and click on the, just so you can try it. On the virus alerts, there is a flashing button, and you can download it. It's the first link there.
Okay.
And then if you like it, you can pay for it.
Okay.
And I think it's even cheaper when you go that route. I'm not sure.
Well, I appreciate it. All right, I will
sure.
do this.
Okay, Reed.
Thanks a bunch. Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
All righty.
And thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
That should be our opening music. I like that tune.
Here he is coming here to talk about computers, and he's worried about the music.
I'm jamming, man.
We're gonna get some calls now about, hey, what's this music? Our number is 860-0850, star 850, and pound 850 on your cell phone. And these are free calls.
I got no mic.
Nice. Had the beat going there, man. I got it, man.
Anyway, like we mentioned, with us in the studio is Courtney Hudson with GCF Global Learning. Why did the organization decide to make these offers to offer the programs?
Well, we decided to offer.
I mean, all the organization used to do is take clothes and old stuff in, right, and sell it. This is all I know about Goodwill Industries.
Well, typically, Goodwill, they have their stores, and they take in the donations, and then they have some sort of training program, and this
right.
is pretty typical for most Goodwills. A lot of them have career training programs, or I was just reading this one, Goodwill has like a driver's training program. Different things.
I've never seen a car student driver Goodwill Industries.
That's right. I need yeah. student drive. I need student driving. That's what I need. I need some education there because I can't drive.
But in our region, we decided to offer training in two areas. One was with the School to Work program for the disabled high school students that I mentioned earlier, and the second is the computer training, and we do that through our learning center in downtown Raleigh. And then the second through our online curriculum on the web.
Okay.
And we decided to do this because we believe that computer literacy is essential in today's society. I mean, here we are on a computer program here, and as everybody knows, that we're so dependent on computer technology for everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And from self-checkout registers at the grocery store to internet-based job applications. You go to Home Depot or Lowe's or anywhere like that, and if you don't know how to use the technology and feel comfortable to use it, then
then you do what I do, and you go to the lane where there's
check
a attendant.
You out.
And,
Don't get me started on
I
this.
Don't like those. I don't like those self-checking stuff because you always something always happens.
The bananas never weigh up right. I hate that. Drives me. I got 9 bananas here. They should weigh up at 39 cents a pound.
But anyway,
we digress.
And we do that
very well.
So anyway, you know, if you decide to use the self-checkout or, mm-hmm. You know, you're in a situation where you need to print out a job application on the computer or anything in that area, we want everyone to feel comfortable with that mm-hmm. technology. And so we've decided to provide opportunities for the community to learn how to use these basic skills. And so, you know, as I mentioned before, we have our GCF Global Learning Center, which is in downtown Raleigh. And then we also have our online curriculum, which is at www.g as in girl, c as in community, f as in Frank, learnfree.org. And that's all one phrase.
So it's GCFlearnfree.org.
Correct.
Now, who can take these classes? Just anybody? Or is there a particular demographic you're looking for?
Well, the classes at our learning center cater to the beginning computer user, and so for people who don't have much experience with the computer, we offer classes in introduction to computers, introduction to software, and introduction to online communications, as well as our new class in the online transition. And for anyone who's interested in these classes, you need to be at least 16 years old or older, obviously, at least 16 years old. And these classes will take you through step-by-step instructions on how to utilize technology. And our classes are at max 12 students per class, and just try to develop the skills and to give individuals the confidence to utilize
to be able to use, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big step.
Yeah, it would make sense that the first classes need to be at the center, because you can't be expected to go online and take a class if you haven't used the computer.
That's true. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I'm looking through the online curriculum, online uh-huh. classes. I mean, it's great. Access, Excel, PowerPoint, Word, and so on. But these are assuming that you have some level of expertise so far. You can actually turn the computer on and log in.
But you do have classes for people to how to start working on the computer, right?
Right. At the Learning Center, and then also if...
Oh, you're talking about the online. I see what you mean. Yeah. At the center, you learn the basics.
Mm-hmm. And then if you are more advanced, if your skills are more advanced than what we offer at the Learning Center, or you're in a location outside of the Raleigh-Durham area, then you can utilize our curriculum online.
Okay.
And the neat thing is that I know you're looking at the online classes right now, but we also have tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
And the tutorials encompass a variety of different topics, beginning with computer basics, internet basics, email basics. And obviously there's a bridge between being able to get online and access these classes. But the neat thing is that you can print out the tutorials and different things like that. So if somebody can help you get on there, you can take that material away from the computer with you, study it, practice it until you feel comfortable getting on there on your own. And there's diagrams and different things like that to help illustrate.
And again, I want to stress it. This is all free to the user.
Correct. It's all free. It's all goes back to
community supported.
Exactly.
Which very brings nice. Up a perfect very nice. Point. We have a lot of people who are already computer literate listening to the show. Some aren't, but a lot are. And, well, I'm already computer literate. I don't need that kind of training. I use this all the time. Well, start taking stuff to Goodwill. Go to the stores and buy stuff. You're supporting that training class.
Absolutely.
By keeping money in the Goodwill purse strings there, you're donating back to that training class. So take your stuff in, go to the store, buy stuff, support Goodwill, and that supports the training. You may not need the training, but others do support Goodwill, and it actually helps people.
Mm-hmm. And the neat thing, too, is that a lot of people that I talk with, they hear beginning computer skills. They're like, oh, I'm a little bit more advanced than that. But if you look at some of the classes that we offer in PowerPoint, Access, Excel, different things like that, yeah, you might already know how to use it, but, come down the road, you're in a jam, you need to put a PowerPoint presentation together, and you forgot a few things. So you can hop on our website, check out the curriculum, find the module that addresses the topic that you're kind of stuck on, and then you run through that, and bam, you can put your presentation together and go
hop
from there.
And
it's
bam.
All
and
free.
Bam! Bam! This is the Food Network. Hi, I'm Emeril. Bam! Put a little spice in there.
No, absolutely. And really, it's people, you're talking about people that are already computer literate. If I want to do something in Excel, I mean, I don't know Excel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can open a spreadsheet and create a very real basic spreadsheet, but to know,
I thought you excelled at everything.
The what?
I thought you excelled at everything.
I always excel.
I can think, I have a candidate already who I think would do real well at the
gym.
The class itself. No. Jim's got basic skills. Come on.
Okay.
He can turn the computer on.
He knows basic, yeah.
Yeah, he does. But, I mean, my mother.
Yeah.
I have been trying. You can't sit down and teach her anything on the computer because it's so intimidating to her. And if it's coming from a family member, she's even more intimidated by the fact that we're expecting her to learn. So if I can convince her to come down to one of these classes and get an introduction among other people who are in the same position as her,
uh-huh.
it'd be a lot more comforting for her to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of individuals that are in that same position that come, and they, their grandkids are, surfing the internet and emailing and all this stuff, trying to send their grandparents pictures. And, you know, grandma and grandpa don't know the first thing on how to get on there. So they come to our class. They take the introduction to computer software, online communications, and then they suddenly have the confidence to get on there, to email. In fact, I was talking with a gentleman not too long ago, and after he had finished his third class, you could just see his smile was beaming from one side to the other. He was so excited that he could get on there and communicate with his grandchildren.
Yeah, the first one I heard about it is one of the guys in our water aerobics class at the Y, Carson, did it. And he was all over the place. Oh, you need to see that, and you need to talk, and you know. And a week later, I got that email from you, which I figured had something to do. But he said he never said anything.
I'm backing up to a mental image. Water aerobics.
So I don't have a Twinkie, but I've got a shoe.
I've got this mental image going now. Amnon. Speedo. No, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Spence, hit him once. I'll give it to you later.
It's too early.
860-0850, *50, and *50 on your cell phone. And we're talking with Courtney Hutchison with GCF Global Learning. How long is, I don't know if you know this, but how long is the longest lasting student in the class?
At the Learning Center?
Yeah. I mean, how long does it normally take for people to say, okay, I know enough?
Well, each of our classes are, it depends. We offer a variety of different sections.
The beginner. A real, real basic. Turn it on and how to start Windows and things like that.
Well, each of those classes I mentioned before, the introduction to computers, software, and online communications, is a maximum of 12 hours a piece. And so we find that...
How many hours at a time?
Let's see, we offer classes in English and Spanish, which I haven't mentioned yet.
Yeah.
And the classes in English are during the week. They meet 4 days a week for 3 hours a day.
Okay, so it's a week. It's a week, 1 week deal. In 12 hours.
For 2 weeks. So you meet for 1 week for 4 days, 3 hours a day. And then the next week you come back.
Okay, for another.
For another.
So that's
4 days, 3 days a
week. That's 12, so that's 24 hours.
Do you have anybody who just keeps coming back because they like it so much?
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to figure out. How long, you know, if you tell somebody,
I think it's after a certain period of time, and if the person came back three or four times, you'd know that.
But they can.
Right? They can. Yeah. They can continue taking the classes until they feel that they've grasped the skills.
Have you ever filled them up to the point where you have to turn people away? I'm sure there's a limited number of machines that you have that they can.
Well, we start new classes every week, and so the way our schedule works out. We normally have space for anyone that wants to take the class, and we offer classes during the week from 8:30 to 11:30 in the morning, 1 to 4, and 6 to 9. So within those three spaces, we normally have plenty of space. And then we also offer classes in Spanish on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays from 9 to 4, and Tuesdays and Thursday evenings from 6 to 9. So with all of those different sections... there's usually plenty of time.
And how about the registration process? How far in advance do you recommend people register?
Well, what we do, for anyone that's interested, we have a new learner orientation. And in English, that is every Monday at 12:30 and 5:30. And in Spanish, that's Saturdays and Sundays at 12 o'clock. And all you need to do is show up at our learning center, which is located at 321 West Hargett Street. And the zip is... 27601, if you want to look that up in MapQuest. And all you need to do is show up to the orientation, which lasts about an hour and a half. And we will give you more information about the program and help you to register for your first class that day. So we don't do any sort of pre-registration. All you need to do is show up, and we'll find a section that works for you.
So you don't go on the phone and say, I want to come to the class. I mean, it's something you have to come to the orientation.
Correct. Yeah, okay. Correct. I mean, you can call to get more information. If the Learning Center number is 919-828. Let me make sure that's correct. Hold on just a second.
But people cannot just call and say, I want to start class on Monday. Please put me down.
Right. You need to come to the orientation.
That's mm-hmm. a good policy, yeah.
So what's the number?
The number is 919-828-7490.
Okay. All right. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Dan?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, but you cut off him.
No, I'm back.
Dan, that's a good thing. You don't understand. We have to listen to him here. You don't have to.
You know, I don't feel appreciated here at all. I'm not feeling the love.
Sure you are.
I'm not feeling the love.
What's up? I've got a question about JavaScript. First, I don't know what it is, but Quicken tells me they can't display certain sign-up instructions.
On the island of Java, the kids learn how to write in script. That's what it is.
That wasn't bad.
You've got to say that again. I missed it.
Island of Java.
In
Indonesia. Oh. That's how they learn how to write in script.
Okay. What browser are you using?
Browser. Windows 9, XP.
No, tell me what happens, Dan.
I was trying to connect quick and get it set up, so I connected to my financial advisor. And it said they can't give group instructions because I don't have JavaScript enabled.
In what? That's what I'm saying.
Web browser.
Okay, which browser? Here we go.
You see, Internet Explorer or Firefox?
Internet Explorer.
You need to go into
tools, options, security,
and go all the way down, and you'll see something about scripting.
Yeah, I think you have to click details first on that security page.
Is it tools and then internet options?
Yep.
Okay.
And then security.
Security, okay. And then go to custom. Yeah, I'm there.
Customize, yeah.
And then you go to custom levels.
Okay, and that's where I get a whole
lot.
I
scroll
didn't see
all the way down. Somewhere down at the bottom, it has something about scripting.
Okay.
Or
it might say scripting and here it is, scripting of Java applets.
And what is it?
It says enabled.
What? There's other scripting there. Active scripting.
Oh, yeah.
Is
that's
it enabled?
Enabled.
Okay, well, you need to...
Do you have a firewall running?
Yeah.
It could be blocked in the firewall, too.
Okay.
But that's where you enable and disable the scripting.
Dan, try temporarily disabling your firewall. Which one are you running? The
one that came with Windows XP.
That shouldn't block it,
but
though.
You know what? You may not have Java at all.
You may have to download the...
Yeah, the Sun Java. I mean, do you get any... Are you on the computer, Dan?
Yeah.
Go to www.socap.org.
S-O-Z?
C.
SOCAP.
Like Charlie. SOCAP.
S-O-C.
A-P.
A-P.
.org.
.org.
Come on.
Okay. Type in one finger. It's coming up. SOPA International.
Okay, now you see the menu?
Yeah.
Put the cursor on one of those menu things. Don't click anything.
Okay.
Did it open?
No, it drops down.
Okay, so you do have JavaScript.
Oh,
so
really?
Your JavaScript is working.
Okay, that's what it is, huh?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, all right.
That's it. You have it, so I don't know why they say you can't.
Okay. Oh,
you
it's
need
a
to
Quicken
ask.
Issue, I guess.
Yep.
Thank you a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I have a better solution.
Yeah.
Just take all your money, put it under your mattress, and don't worry about this whole Quicken thing.
Not give it to you?
But that too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That works.
Don. Don.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I wanted to talk a little bit about online learning opportunities, which should kind of fit in with your subject this morning.
Sure.
Okay.
there are some really neat courses you can take, and some of them are totally free. And I'm right now working on one that Sony is doing on wireless networking. And
Where is it?
Did you say Sony?
I'm about to read it to you. It's www.sony, S-O-N-Y, 101.com.
Slash
sessions, S-E-S-S-I-O-N-S.
Yeah.
Slash lessons, L-E-S-S-O-N-S. And I think that will get you into their page there. And then they've got a number of free courses you can sign up for.
Interesting. Okay.
Now,
what else?
Also, Hewlett-Packard does exactly the same thing. And they've got them on all kinds of Microsoft Office products and almost anything you can imagine.
For free?
For free. Yeah, I talked one person who worked for Hewlett-Packard, and they didn't even realize that they were doing that.
Is that why they let her go?
Yeah.
She wasn't charging enough.
Look, we can get stuff away for you. You're fired, and here, take $75 million as a golden parachute. Yeah, get away from me.
Then there's another one. I'm an old-retired guy. I got nothing better to do with my time, so I take a lot of these things. Right? So one I really like, which is not free, but it isn't very expensive, is LVSonline.com.
Okay.
And their first course is $25, and they're $20 after that, and they're 6-week sessions. And they are in-depth. These are excellent courses.
How about getting on the forums on the website?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And put links,
yeah.
And put
all right,
links.
I'll do that. Okay.
Yeah, do that.
I'll be glad.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Can I ask one question about JavaScript?
Yes, sir.
Is this a compiled language or?
It's interpreted inside the browser itself.
Is an interpreter built into the browser?
Yeah. When you have JavaScript enabled, part of the browser is it interprets that language and runs it.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I guess there was no class about that, huh?
I want to learn how to write in JavaScript on the island of Java, where I can learn how to write in script. That's what I want.
All right, Don.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for the info. And please, get on the forums. Go ahead and register and enter those.
All right, I'll do that for you.
They're interesting.
It's interesting how I tried to get into the Sony 101 site using my Firefox, sat there. As soon as I put it into Internet Explorer,
it worked.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Really? Well, I'm using Firefox to get in on it.
I think I might have my security settings too high.
Okay. All right, Don. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
860-0850, star at 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone. Mike, good morning.
Hi, Amnon.
Hey.
I have a question on Windows XP. I'm trying to set up a print-to-file driver so I can take a software's report and print it to a file.
You don't need to set up any driver because you can...
Well, I can't get it to work anyhow.
When you click print, doesn't it have print to file as one of the options?
No. Occasionally I'll see a program that does, but the one that I'm really interested does not give me that option. I went into and I added a printer, and one of the options is it's the same as it was in 98 and 95 and probably 3.1. There's a print to file driver you can add. And when you get
I never had to add one, but I swear I see it every time I click print. It says
Plan B might be to find a, and I know they're out there, a free PDF driver that you can drop on the machine that will create PDF files for you, or you can buy Adobe Acrobat from Adobe.
Yeah.
The idea there being is that when you go to file print, one of the printers will be Adobe Acrobat. And it'll create a PDF or Adobe PDF writer.
I would have to get Acrobat, and I don't want to spend that kind of money. I want to be able to amend the report before I actually print it.
Did you do a search in Google on
PDF
drivers?
Not PDF. I did it on setting up the print to file driver.
There are some free utilities out there for converting.
Converting what to what?
PDF to.
That's not what he's
file
trying to do.
Or the opposite. Other.
He's trying to print to a file, the original.
In other words, I have a program that'll create a report on screen, and I want to print that to an ASCII file so that I can go into it before I actually print it and change certain things. Now, there's an option to add within XP a print-to-file driver,
okay.
And it's supposed to, when you use that, ask you what the file is you want to create, the name of the file, it doesn't do that. I have no idea what it's doing, but I don't see a file anywhere that's created.
Can't you just write on the screen? Can't you just write on the screen and then have it print?
No, I'm on a report that a program created. It's just like a screen print. That, you know, then I have the option to print it on my printer, but I want to be able to print it to an ASCII file.
Mike, this is going to take some research.
Mike Phillips is saying that the generic printer driver is a printer file function.
You can set it up print to file, and then it asks you what driver to use, and there is one called generic print to text, but I use that, and it seems to work, but when I go to print, nothing happens. It doesn't ask me to name the file, which it used to do in 98 with absolutely no problem.
Mm. But it could be creating a bunch of generic files for you, but just don't even know where they're putting it.
This is going to take some research.
Well, I was hoping somebody would have done it.
Somebody may come back and call about it, so that will be your best bet. So
okay.
Just keep listening.
One last thing. Can you at some point repeat the website for the GCF Learning Center?
That's easy.
Sure. It's at www.g as in girl, c as in community, F is in Frank, learn, LEARN, free.org. That's all one phrase.
Okay. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Thank you.
And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Investment in another technology which is rolling out. But
I will, the problem is, the key word you kept using was coming soon.
Yeah, and that's exactly right.
You want it now.
I thought the Nextel trial was terrific.
Yeah.
I've been on it from the beginning, and
everyone I've talked to has spoken highly of it. And usually, though, when you've got a market and you've got a consumer, usually someone's going to develop a product.
Oh yeah,
to meet that need. So
especially when the product is already there, all they have to do is just
that's it,
make it work again.
The other dirty little secret about the Nextel thing is that the Nextel walkie-talkie system
right.
is going to have to change.
It's going to have to change.
Yeah. So everybody who's bought into those phones,
you don't need it anymore.
Because that Sprint has, it is going to evolve to their network, and it's going to cause there to be a difference. I know that one of the guys that works for me recently got a great deal on a Nextel phone. He's been Nextel for a long time. But the word was he got from the Nextel folks was that, yeah, we're basically fire sailing
everything,
the stuff to get it to go. You'll be able to use it for a couple of years mm-hmm. to come, but the point is that there's no evolution path for that technology.
Yeah, it's not going to.
But that's true with any phone. I mean, it keeps changing.
But they're not going to get rid of Direct Connect, though, are they?
No, it's just going to evolve.
Okay.
It's going to be something else.
Yeah, I think it's too far gone now.
Our company
could not survive without Direct Connect.
Absolutely not. But it'll be based on a new technology, and it will be hopefully better.
Gotcha. Well, if anybody can obviously chime in that may be out there using certain mobile, have the laptops and can recommend one versus another, it might save me some effort and time and frustration. I'd appreciate it for at least another year while I wait for hopefully somebody to take over where Nextel's unfortunately dropping off. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead and put a post up on the forum.
Okay, I will.
And that's a good place for it.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Sure. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Out of control. 850 The Buzz. Good morning again, everybody. You are still tuned to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours, along with Spence.
Two hours?
The next hour, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought we had
screwed up.
Extra hour.
No.
Oh, well.
And with us in the studio is Courtney Hudson from GCF Learning Center. And he's walking in.
What?
Good morning.
Good morning. I had to go.
Our producer, screener, is Adam.
You snooze, you lose there, buddy.
Good morning, Adam.
That was harsh, man. You cut him off pretty quick there, Amnon.
Hey.
Good morning, all. I've got the weather for you if you would like it. Weather this morning brought to you by Atlantic Spas and Billiards, your spa and billiard superstore. Save up to $500 on their huge selection of pool tables and hot tubs. Atlantic Spas and Billiards, Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. Weather today, high of 60, low of 43. Showers this evening becoming a steady rain overnight. And currently 55 and sunny in the Triangle.
Nice. Thank you very much. Our number is 860-0850, star at 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone, and these are free calls. There's a couple of things. First of all,
I had to go get my adult beverage.
Can you come hit him over the head?
Doing my best to liven up this show.
First of all, we do have the new forums that we started last week. So you can go to www.850thebuzz.com/compute. Or if you're on the web, on the main web page, then click on Computers 2K5 and then the forums. Go ahead and register. And
Mike has also updated the autoresponder.
And that's if you send an email to computers2k5@77dx.com, you'll get an email back with links and important things that we
links
mentioned.
That have been mentioned on today's show will be included.
Also, Jim got his eBay account apparently suspended. There's a new phishing scam that's going on as far as eBay. And remember, we were telling you that if you get an email that it says, "Dear eBay user," or things like that, it's always a phishing. Be careful. Don't do anything with that. Well, they got a little bit more creative now, and he got one that had his email. So it was, "Dear
Hottie." Dear Hottie. Not so much.
Dear and his email address. That's also a scam. eBay.
It is.
Addresses you with by your name. They know your name and that's how they address you. So if you get something like this, especially when they ask you to update your billing, because it's not good. I mean, you know, on one side they were saying that something is wrong with your billing, and at the end it said, "And we're going to charge it to the billing online." You know,
didn't make sense.
It's a scam, so be careful.
I'll have you know. When I read the email, I knew it was probably bogus, but I went through it anyway. Yeah. Entered all of your information into it, so I wasn't about to put mine in there.
Okay.
So I was protected.
And you were sure it was okay?
Yeah, I'm protected. Okay. Your information, not so much.
Yeah.
But I'm all about protecting
all right,
mine.
I want to go back to Courtney here and talk about important things.
Thank you.
So for those of you that just joined us or did not hear the first part of the show, just tell us real quick what the GCF.
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 Stands for?
Learning Center does.
Well, GCF Global Learning is a program under Goodwill Industries of Eastern North Carolina, and we provide free computer training in our learning center in downtown Raleigh, as well as on the web at www.gcflearnfree.org.
GCFlearnfree.org. And this is free. This is really free.
It is.
Okay. Let's where were we? We talked about what you offer and where you offer it and things like that. And again, it's not directed to a certain segment of society. I mean, it's anybody.
Everybody.
It's anybody. We serve individuals of all ages through our website. And then if you want to attend classes at our Learning Center, you just need to be 16 years of age or older. Since the website is accessible, anybody can access it, through the Internet. It serves individuals throughout Eastern North Carolina, obviously the Triangle, and then worldwide. If you're looking to refresh your skills or learn the skills for the first time, no matter where you are, you can log on to our website. All we ask is that you sign up and become a member. This is completely free, but all it does is enable you to have your personal account with our program, and as you take our online classes, it records your classes.
Remembers where you were.
Exactly, exactly. You can choose between our online tutorials, which range from computer basics, internet basics, email basics, up to Windows, Microsoft Office, Word, PowerPoint, Access, Excel. And even we're offering some classes in the OpenOffice.org software in Writer. And as of Friday, we introduced our new class in Calc. So if you are familiar with the OpenOffice software or are interested in learning spreadsheet software or word processing software without getting into the Microsoft stuff, you can learn how to use that through our program as well. Let me go through the step-by-step instructions on how to download it, find it, download it, and start using the programs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Joseph. Joseph. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. My question is for Courtney. At the Learning Center, is there access to the computers at the Learning Center outside of, course time? Like if you sign up for the course, learn some skills and want to go back and practice them, can you use the computers at the Learning Center outside of the course times?
Yeah, we have open lab time, and all we ask is that you are registered for one of our classes down at the Learning Center because you'll have an account, and you can come in and practice. And then our instructors have office hours, so if you need extra help, they give you those hours during class, and you can come in and get extra instruction.
Did that answer a question?
Yes, it did.
Anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling at 50 The Buzz. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. Sounds like a great service.
It is.
Available.
Absolutely.
Great opportunity for folks. I wanted to follow up. I took y'all's recommendation on loading a Computer Associates Easy Armor and put it on a Windows 98 machine, an older one that I had, and it worked great. And I just got a new product mail order computer running XP, and on the restart after loading it, it crashes. Blue screen, serious error message, all that. And I was wondering if you had any experience.
You're the second person, though, that we've talked to in the last week who's had the same problem.
You don't have another one running there like a Norton or anything else?
No, not at the moment. There was a McAfee that came on the machine, and I just wanted to kind of have the same software.
Did you remove it?
Yes, I did. Okay. I took it off before I tried to install the Easy Armor. And, then I turned off the basic Windows firewall protection and all the built-in stuff.
The new version of Easy Armor should do that for you.
Yeah.
But where did you get the Easy Armor from?
Well, the first was the download off of my cable modem, cable company.
Time Warner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From them directly. And then when I had the trouble, the Time Warner tech folks, who were very helpful, got me straight to the FTP site, and we downloaded it from there directly, and it still did it again, and so I now have an email off to the CA folks.
Yeah, you may have to get, there's probably a patch. This is the second time I've heard this in the last week or so, where there is an incompatibility. There is a specific version of Easy Armor for Windows XP Service Pack 2.
Okay.
And if you don't get that exact one,
right,
there's going to be a problem. There was an update you could get if you had a subscription, but because in your case they don't give you the subscription until after it's installed, you can't get the subscription. You can't get your key code.
Yeah.
In order to get the subscription.
Okay.
So you're kind of stuck in a conundrum there.
All right.
Well, if you have it running on the 98.
You could try it. Yeah, that's true. You could go in using the 98 key code and register with the CA site.
Do you have an account with eTrust now?
They gave me the key code when we did the 98 installation.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. At that point, you should also
use that to go in and register at the CA site so you could then go from there and get – their site keeps changing. That's part of the problem is that – you click on it, says sometimes it won't let you click through to a different version of if you're registered under 98.
See what they tell you in the email. That's okay, interesting, sure. And I'll try and find out this afternoon. Okay.
Good luck.
Okay, that's great.
All right.
Appreciate your help.
Sure.
Thank you, Courtney.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Uh-huh. And welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Now, I just went to the Easy CA site. I went to My eTrust, and after a little finagling, I actually found where you can download, without logging in, the free upgrade to Easy Armor 2005.
Okay.
Or the free upgrade to Easy Armor 2005. So what I suggest to people having a problem with this, use the key code. If you already have a key code, you can use it.
Here's what I'd like you to do. Can you copy the link?
I did. I sent it to Mike. It's in the autoresponder.
Log off of Explorer. Come back in and just plug it in and try to go there and then see what they ask you for.
Okay.
And Larry, good morning.
Hey, Amnon.
Hey. I
had a question for Courtney.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering, in the Learning Center, do you have computers with screen readers on them for the blind?
We don't provide the assistive technology, but our website is enabled so that if you do have that technology, you can plug it in and it's compatible.
Okay. So you can actually go to the website and do these programs.
Yes. And if you go to our website and you can, at the very bottom on the footer, there's a link to our accessibility policy. Or not really accessibility policy, but what we do with accessibility. And you can read through that and not just screen readers, but we took into consideration individuals with color blindness or, I guess, JAWS and some of those other programs.
Right.
Okay. They got you figured, Larry.
I know. She's only she had my answer before I asked the question. Talk to you later, buddy.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What'd you find out?
So what I did was I logged out of my account, and it is the preferred user, so you have to have an account.
Okay.
To go in and get to that site that we put on the autoresponder.
So once you put it in?
Once I put in my email address and password for... I can get to the Easy Armor 2005 free upgrade.
Okay, that's good. So yeah, that's.
But those people who are installing the Time Warner version of it and are crashing, who don't already have a code, they can't register at CA. That's the problem.
That's true. Well, that's something that they have to solve with Time Warner. If Time Warner is giving them a version that is older, then there's nothing anybody can do. You know, I mean, if that's what you get, then you have to do with. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. They're all busy, so never mind that they don't.
Okay, listen, I've got a dilemma. I've been using PC Cell and Trend Micro's Associates antivirus for years. And last year, I took advantage of that little promotion for the Easy Armor.
Uh-huh.
And now it's at the point where it's gone. I've gone back and tried to I don't really need the firewall because I've got my own firewall from several other places.
Cheapskate. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, you call me whatever you like. I love you, too.
Okay, John.
But anyway, it used to be that renewals with antivirus was $9.95 a year.
Yeah, used to.
Well, it used to. Is it now up to $20?
No, come on. I thought it was $14.95.
$14.95,
Oh, wait a second. That's for antivirus. Now, Easy Armor, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I don't really care about the Easy
firewall.
Armor part. But the problem is, now, I've reinstalled the antivirus, but I've still got Easy Armor.
What you need to do is you need to go to the website, log in, and in your history, you will see where you registered the antivirus and then update that only, upgrade that only.
Oh, I've done all that.
And it didn't work?
Oh, they keep at least twice, maybe three times a day, I get this, you know, you've telling me that my Easy Armor has expired, and there's something on my computer that just will not stop these guys from just bugging the hell out of me.
Well, in that case, just go ahead and uninstall it, completely uninstall it, since it's already expired, right?
Yeah.
Uninstall it completely, and then go ahead, if you still want to get the antivirus, then go ahead and register it again with a different email account. Because the way that you register is with your email address.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure you have another email address, right?
No.
You only have one?
Oh, I've got another one, yeah. I've got a Google address.
That's fine, whichever. Because all it is for is to send you notices. And so you set up another account, and you just... But remember, at that point, I don't know what it's going to cost you, because it's not the old prices.
Yeah.
Your other option is to go to AVG.
Go to who?
AVG.
What's that?
That's another, it's a free virus scanner.
Oh, I never heard of them before.
GRISoft.com.
Wait a minute.
And it actually works pretty good.
GRISoft.com?
Yep. And on the left side, you'll see get the free edition. And just download it and install it. But uninstall E-Trust, so it will not bug you anymore.
Yeah. Well, okay? I know it sounds like I'm being a cheapskate.
No. That was a joke.
No, I'm not one of these people that doesn't mind.
Obviously, you're not. Yeah.
On something. It's just that now I'm stuck with this constant pain in the rear end.
Uninstall it. Okay. There is no reason for that. Uninstall it.
But the thing is, I'm kind of caught. I really like Trend Micro's antivirus.
Okay, yeah,
that's exactly what they've got here is Trend Micro.
So go for it.
Yeah.
Trend Micro is a great
Trend Micro. I understand they have a complete package.
It's a great program. There is no doubt that Trend Micro works great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Be the same.
Take care. And thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. Let's catch Jack.
Mike points out that several people that he knows are using the AVG commercial version. And it's a two-year license, and they're very happy with it. And it's cheaper than E-Trust.
How much?
I don't know. He just said it was cheaper. So apparently E-Trust is up to $19.95 a year.
I think so.
For the renewal.
Yeah. Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I think we have the Computer Associates Hour here. I've got a similar issue. I have I bought a computer this past winter that came pre-installed with Norton stuff, and recently I went to uninstall the Norton stuff because I'm a Time Warner subscriber to Roadrunner
right.
Download the Easy Armor package, and the problem now is that because Norton did not have an uninstall program, you have to use the add remove function.
Correct.
And obviously I didn't do right. A correct order. There's one component on there that I can't remove.
Which one?
Well, I'm here in the car, and I've just heard this discussion. It reminded me to call you, so I don't remember which one.
You need to find. It's not the order. I mean, it will not allow you to. Like, if I go and I try to uninstall the live update, it'll say, no, you can't do it. You have to remove that such and such first.
Well, it's telling me I have to remove I have to have the firewall installed to be able to remove this piece. But that's the weird thing, because when I couldn't figure out how to get this one component, I think it was a live update piece, actually.
Yeah.
I said, well, I won't worry about it. I went ahead and installed the Easy Armor software.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, evidently, because they let me install the antivirus, but they say that you can't install the firewall because you have a Norton firewall running. But
okay.
Yet that's the same same program that tells me I don't have on the machine.
Jack, your best bet is to actually go on the computer.
Uh-huh.
It is on the computer. If they see it, it's there. Do Control-Alt-Delete and see that there's nothing NAV running.
Okay.
And I can't remember the security, but there's something in there that you'll see. And in the add and remove, make sure you take out any Norton and any Symantec
right.
That has to do with the firewall or the antivirus, and then try.
If it's telling me that I have to have the firewall to remove the live update, Do I have to reinstall
that
thing?
That I've never heard about that. That does not make sense at all.
Okay.
That you have to have it installed. You have to have it uninstalled.
Right, I would have thought so.
I mean, you have to have it not active in order to remove it. And I did just remove the live update from a machine that somebody brought over that he went and just deleted the directories of of that. And it let me remove it. The live update is apparently somewhere else.
Okay. Final question. I ran into that this Windows XP's got a firewall function.
Correct.
Is it worthwhile of any kind?
Only if you have SP2, Service Pack 2.
Yeah.
That's where they beefed up the firewall.
Okay. So, I mean, if I didn't install the Computer Associates one, the Windows XP2 XP is all right to run.
Yes.
The XP firewall is a firewall. Yeah.
But I would, if you're working on a network that does not have a firewall router between you and the internet, then I'd probably want to have a better firewall because the Microsoft firewall is not as interactive as
it's a zone firewall. Alarm version. Zone alarm and it is not just a firewall, it's also a privacy.
Which is nice because it lets you tune it to certain sites and allow the steps to configure it are much easier.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I appreciate it. I'll try that.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. 860-0850, star at 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone. And we're back with Courtney talking about GCF Global Learning. You were telling me something about the fact that it sounds like all the listeners are computer literate to the point that they may think that this is not for them. But that's – first, I really want to tell you that it's not true. And second, you have some information about that too, right, about people that already are?
Correct. Well, I wanted to mention that for those of you that that are interested in teaching computer training, whether you're already in a situation where you're teaching workshops or classes or that's something you're thinking about, that you can use our online curriculum for your classes. All you need to do, like I said before, is sign up and become a member. Then you have access to all of our online tutorials and classes, and you can use our curriculum online for a class, or you can print it out and use it as handouts for your class. All that we ask is that you don't reproduce it with, you know, a different name other than GCF Global Learning. But it's just another part of the free service that we offer is... Because since we can't teach the classes and, you know, all over the world, that other individuals and organizations can utilize that curriculum and use it to spread computer.
So this was actually developed by your organization.
It was. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So if someone was so inclined to say, well, I got computer skills, there's 10 people in my church group who'd love to learn this stuff, they can download your material, put together a little workshop, a little lab together, and teach that type of stuff and
Absolutely.
Have professional materials ready to use in that class. That's a good idea.
Exactly. In fact, I was. We have a program called Organizational Members,
mm-hmm.
and I was in organizations who a contact person would already become a member,
mm-hmm.
and then they would sign up as an organizational member, and then I was talking with somebody the other day who represents a church and had a group like that wanted to teach, you know, a group of folks computer skills. And so they sign up, become an organizational member, and then they can track the number of people that become a member through their program who use our GCF Global Learning program. So, I mean, not only provides you with access to our free curriculum, but then you can also network with other similar service providers. And it's just a neat way to communicate with individuals all over the world. Since our program is online, you sign up for our online classes, and you may be taking, you know, here we are in Raleigh, North Carolina, you may be taking a class with somebody in Australia or somebody in India or, you know, England, something like that. And so soon you realize that, yes, I need computer skills to do day-to-day jobs, but, you know, I'm not the only one. There's somebody, you know, thousands and thousands mm-hmm. of miles away that is in the same situation as me. So it quickly makes the world a lot smaller of a place and kind of makes your situation not quite as a big deal because you realize that other people are going through the same thing.
And that's another way to promote goodwill.
Yeah, oh, nice. Nice touch. Now, my dad down in South Florida, who I would love to get behind a computer, does Goodwill have other computer learning centers around the country, or is the one here in Raleigh pretty much like, you know, leading edge, the first one, the experiment type?
Well, like I said before, there's our Goodwill Industries of Eastern North Carolina is one of many Goodwills throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. Is there a Goodwill of Western North Carolina? No.
There's Goodwill Central Piedmont.
Okay.
And
all right. Yeah. So go ahead.
Go to Goodwill Industries International, and they'll give you a list of all the Goodwills.
But in terms of training centers.
So. But in terms of computer training, mm-hmm. we are the only group that offers the GCF Global Learning. Other Goodwills, I guess that's not necessarily correct. Other Goodwills use our curriculum to teach. Mm-hmm.
But they don't have the physical classroom that people go in.
Well, they may have computer training centers,
right?
But they would be using Goodwill Industries of Eastern North Carolina's GCF Global Learning Program. Okay. I know that's kind of a mouthful, but
so you guys are like
developed
the in terms of nationally and internationally in terms of Goodwill. If there is a Goodwill in South Florida offering computer training classes, they're probably using your stuff.
That would be an option.
Hopefully, yeah. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know?
True.
Mm-hmm.
And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our numbers, 860-0850, *850, and #50 on your cell phone. And then he is running in again.
Did I miss anything? Anything important?
You wanted to talk about TechEngage.
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
I had a great time this week. I was fortunate enough to be surrounded by 40 of my closest friends. Now they're my closest friends. Yeah. People I had to teach.
I thought they were 41.
41, actually. Yeah. People who attended my Visual Basic and ASP.NET TechEngage class had a good time. It was a challenge doing 41 people. That was a big class, but I got through all the material. I had a good time. I think everyone learned something. More importantly, I hope every one of them ended up getting a job somewhere, because the idea behind TechEngage is that
you mean if you take all 41 together and put them together, then there's knowledge, but everybody learns just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I give this guy something, put them all together. You get a whole company of people who know something. But the whole idea behind TechEngage was to provide very affordable, like I think it's like $145 or something like that, very affordable training for unemployed and underemployed IT people. I know one of the other sessions, I think either the SQL Server or the Java session had like 18 or something like that people. Mine had like 40. I was very popular. But if any of my TechEngage people are out there listening, because I told them all about the show, and that's you on Sunday? Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it's me. Told them all about the show, and they said, oh, we'll have to listen to that. So if you're out there listening, cool, I hope you got something out of the class. If you did,
do you have a list of following? You're going to say good morning?
Good morning. I could start right now. I'll probably finish up.
Yeah,
not so much. But if you're listening right now, again, I wish you all the luck in the world. Hope you end up getting a good job somewhere, and hopefully the VB stuff and the ASP.NET stuff I taught you does you well.
It will.
You're out there and be
successful.
Anybody
that went there, you know that it'll do them well.
I hope so. It was me giving back, hoping that
it'll come back.
Yes, because I'm a firm believer in that what goes around comes around.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens. But good luck to everybody out there who took the class.
That was it?
That's all
you have to say about it?
That's my spiel. You see, I was going to go into it. Go ahead and call if you took the class and tell everybody just how wonderful I am. But, you know, enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Yeah.
So what do you think of me?
So, Courtney.
Courtney's like, oh, God, can I get out of here soon? Can I get away?
Oh, this morning we were talking with Courtney Hodgson with the GCF Global Learning. Did you hear about any success stories? I mean, do you hear back from people that came and took it, or anybody online that takes it? Do people take the time to thank you and say, you know, this helped me do this and this and that?
Yeah, it's been neat. We get a lot of feedback. I guess the previous couple months we had a link where you could submit your feedback online, and we got all kinds of neat comments from people all over the world just sharing how before they started using our program, you know, they didn't know how to use Word, PowerPoint, Excel, you know, any of the classes that we offer, and how, you know, through taking our classes, they've a new window of opportunity has been opened for them. Because a lot of people come to us and, like you were talking about, the underemployed and different things like that, people especially who were in maybe more intensive laboring jobs, come to us and they're like, you know, I don't want to do that anymore. I want more of an office job. And if they don't have the computer skills, then they can't take advantage of a lot of those opportunities. So a lot of people, you know, send us feedback and say, hey, thanks. You know, now I'm able to kind of move up the ladder a little bit, get more of a desk job, and, you know, thank you. So
good.
Yeah.
Do people come back in to the office and like say, you know, I took the class, it helped me this, I want to help do something. I mean, do you need people to come in and volunteer doing anything?
Yeah, I mean,
as far as computers.
I guess as far as volunteers go, we kind of go through a, not necessarily a screening process, but they have to come to one of our orientations and fill out a little paperwork, and our office assistants will help them through that process. And I think most of the times volunteers just kind of assist the instructors, mm-hmm. And help them, you know, just do odd jobs around the classroom to help students. But if you're interested in volunteering, you can call our Learning Center, mm-hmm. and that number again is 828-7490, and someone will set you up and tell you what you need to do about attending our orientations.
Okay, so there is room for volunteers. I mean,
yeah. I mean, all of our instructors are paid positions, mm-hmm. and so that's not an area where we have people come volunteer.
But, right.
But if you are interested in
but there is room. I mean.
Yes, of course.
I'm sorry, an even easier way to, not even so much going on, volunteer, but support it, take your stuff into Goodwill. Go in the Goodwill store.
All this is coming from all this stuff that
gets
taken into the stores.
Correct.
Take it in, buy stuff.
You're not with the store, so you. I mean, I was going to say, what do they look for at the store the most? You wouldn't know, would you?
Well, I know they say gently used items, because obviously the goal is to be able to resell mm-hmm. those items. But if you go to the Goodwill Industries of Eastern North Carolina website, which is goodwillenc.org, I think that's right. I think we'll post it correctly.
Yeah. Google search Goodwill Eastern North Carolina.
Right. There is a list that talks about a link to our retail programs, and if you follow that, there's a list of donation do's and don'ts, and you'll see what we accept and what we don't accept. Because I know it varies from territory to territory, so some Goodwills accept certain things, others okay. don't. So if you go to that website, that is
Goodwill ENC.
Oh, correct. GoodwillENC.org. Go to the Retail Program Centers, and you'll actually see a list of all the stores throughout Eastern North Carolina. There are 6 in the Raleigh area. We have
wow.
1 in Cary, a new one to open in Cary, April 14th, I believe. There's 1 in Apex, 1 in Clayton, 2 in Durham. So they're all over the place. And mm-hmm. if you go to that site, you'll see where the closest store is to you, as well as which stores have pickup services for mm-hmm. your donations. And then there's also, like I said, a link to the donation do's and don'ts and what we accept and what we don't accept.
Okay.
I think people would be surprised, pleasantly surprised at the type of stuff you'll find in the Goodwill store. And go,
oh, yeah.
Dude, man, look, I could use that.
Yeah.
What a price. And out the door you go with this.
Yeah,
slightly used, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. And it was kind of neat because our Jacksonville store, there was a bunch of, I think, high school students that came in there, and the newspaper covered a story on how they went in with a certain budget of money and to see who could come up with the most, you know, hip clothing coming mm-hmm. out of the store. And so that was kind of a fun,
neat.
A fun story, yeah.
All right, then we'll be back with the retail specials of the day today, and with final word from Courtney right after this. Welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
And here we have the retail portion of our show. Actually, before I made a note on my pad here that I wanted to bring this up. Do not call list. Found an issue. I was listening to a consumer show this mm-hmm. week. If you port your number using voice over IP, right, I have Lingo now and I'm mm-hmm. waiting for my number mm-hmm. to be ported. They still, that number that you get, the temporary number, is still visible in the background. They're actually forwarding to, I'm going to be doing a forward to your old number, even when it becomes ported. So that number does not fall under the do not call list.
Oh, boy.
So people started getting, as soon as they got their number ported, they started getting all these solicitation calls. You need to go to the do not call list and put in the temporary number to make sure that that number is also protected. Found that out this week. So interesting, okay. Interesting little thing.
Courtney Hudson with GCF Global Learning Center. Well, Global Learning. For the Learning Center of Goodwill. Any closing words? Anything else that you wanted to mention?
Well, I guess I wanted to mention that all of the classes that we offer at our learning center, the introduction to computers, introduction to software, introduction to online communications, as well as the online transition class, as well as the online classes on our website. If you successfully complete those classes, there is a certain number of corresponding continuing education units that you can earn, as well as a certificate of completion.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, after you take the classes, you have something that verifies that you took the class and that you have those skills. So it's a good thing for people. Yeah.
And give the website again.
The website is www.gcflearnfree.org. And I believe we talked, and I think it's going to be on the
Buzz
website. Yep. Okay, great. And then also, if you want more information about our classes at the Learning Center, please call 828-7490.
828-7410.
No, that's sorry.
Oh, you see, I got it
wrong. 8-2-8-7-4-9-0.
7490. And if somehow you missed that, then that number is under our Learning Center.
But, I mean, really, in order to get to the classes, you have to come down to the Learning Center.
Yeah, you need to attend one of our orientations that's held in English every Monday at 12:30 or 5:30, and then in Spanish.